No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. Ed on vacation this week or on exiled. We don't know. But welcome aboard for another cruise for the latest aviation news and information. We are going to muddle through regardless of having a full crew or not. Keith, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's good to have you in the studio for once.
It's very good to be in the studio.
Usually, Keith is on with us every week, but, you know, virtually. Via the web.
Yes.
But he's here in the flesh to answer your calls and everything like that, you know, and that kind of, which brings me to one of our big announcements today. We got a bit, you know, we've had a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here at Just Plane Radio lately. We went on in America's Talk Radio Network a couple weeks ago. That's going gangbusters and yep. Adding some more radio stations along that line. We appreciate those folks. But also, we've been doing a lot of upgrades on the website. And one of the things we just went live with this week is voicemail via the website at justplainradio.com. Now, you're like, what's the big deal? You got telephones. Yeah, you can call our toll-free number and call us up and ask questions, that kind of thing. Or you can email us, info@justplainradio. Sure, that's easy. But here's something that's kind of cool. You can go to the website now, and you can click on this little tab that says send voicemail, and you got 90 seconds to record a question, comment, or complaint. And we may put it on the radio. We'll at least listen to it.
Well, not the complaints.
No, we'll listen to the complaints, but there's a good chance those won't make it on the air. And just remember, brown nosing always gets you ahead.
That's right.
So
that's
suck right. up for your chance to be on Just Plane Radio. Who knows? Maybe you'll do so well. We'll just take a break and hand the show over to you.
Do we really have complaints?
Never. Matter of fact, I just found some comments that we've been blowing off. You know, I have all this stuff, you know, set up on automation, a lot of it, and it gets filed, you know, to file 13, you know, you think it's a complaint, I'll save that for later. Next thing you know, it's a few months later, and then I realize, oh, wait a minute, they were actually complimenting us. So I actually
found... You're not used to that.
True. So I flagged some things that kind of went off to the junk folder that we're going to actually dig back into and address them accordingly on the show today. So viewer mail is coming your way on Just Plane Radio. Does it make any sense? Well, who cares? You're listening anyway, and we'll deal with it accordingly. All right, so being that, you know, we are, I don't know, we're kind of like the watchdogs of the mainstream media when it comes for private pilots. Are we not, Keith?
Yes, we are.
We've evolved into that. You know, as I've slowly but surely, you know, immersed myself into the aviation community, I've found more and more how the mainstream media is way off base when it comes to reporting on things that affect us as pilots. And we've covered that accordingly on the show. This week, Bill O'Reilly from Fox News, which, by the way, I'm a fan. I like Bill. I mean, whether you like him or not, you know, it's the no spin zone. I guess we're going to do the no fly zone today on Just Plane Radio.
That's right.
And, talk about something he brought up this week that I thought was kind of interesting from a pilot's perspective. He had went on vacation, I guess, to Hawaii. He was talking about this the other day on his show. And he said that his flight was delayed from L.A. to Hawaii like by 3 hours. And obviously this put him in a tizzy. And he was raising hell about it. It's like, how dare they? The management at American should be fired, or they got to pay a fine and all this stuff. If they're going to be 2 hours late, they got to pay 10% back to each passenger. And, you know, it all sounds pretty good on the surface. But as I remember from a couple months ago right here on Just Plane Radio, we were talking about the new fly rules for flight crews that were going to become a problem. And that's what he was talking about, because evidently they were delayed because they didn't have a flight crew. And I'm like, ding, 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 that sounds familiar.
Yep.
Did we predict this for Bill O'Reilly? So basically the rule was, just to refresh everyone's memory, Keith, is what?
Well, the 117 rules, and this happened after the Buffalo crash. They came out with some new rest requirements, and they have to have 10 hours of rest every night, 8 hours behind the door, either at your home or at a hotel.
Okay.
And the old rules, which were legal to start, legal to finish, and all those kinds of things, and if you had a delay because of a mechanical or something like that or a weather delay, you could continue on. Well, today you cannot do that. So if you have a weather delay or we have something else, we had some issues this week. There was a fire in the Chicago in the tower, which shut down the air traffic for quite a while. Right. Those are delays that the airlines take now. And if a crew gets to their point, they're done. And now they don't have a crew in place to pick up the slack for them.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea of putting this rule into place, you know, kind of made sense on the surface. Like, yeah, we don't want, you know, exhausted pilots up there in the air flying around and falling asleep or something, I guess, is the nightmare scenario. But obviously there's been some ramifications of this rule that they didn't really think through.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if there's no leeway, basically, in these rules now. And so the airlines have all gone through and increased all their staffing by about 5%, which is what everybody says that they need to increase to be
absorb
able to cover
that time problem. But you're still going to have situations where, you know, there's going to be some crazy thing like a fire in a tower in Chicago or wherever, and it's going to be unforeseen, and it's going to throw the whole system out of whack.
It will, and there's nothing they could do. And that's also why it's easier nowadays for airlines to just cancel flights for weather, because they can't take the weather delays anymore and keep the crews on. It's much easier to just shut them down, put them in a hotel, and, you know, get them their rest, and then they're fresh and they can get the operation back up and running once the weather's cleared.
Right. Now, we don't know what the situation was with Bill O'Reilly's flight from L.A. to Hawaii. They have great weather there. So maybe it wasn't a weather thing, and maybe this isn't at play in this particular instance. We don't know.
But you also got to remember that it may not be the weather or anything in L.A.
They could have been flying in from New York or Chicago or wherever and got delayed there. And
timed out when they got to L.A.
Right.
So, you know,
but the flip side of this argument, and we talked about this before as well, was, okay, the airlines were really, you know, throwing a hissy fit when this rule came down, because it kind of came down and caught everybody off guard, at least so they said, even though it was supposedly in development for a year or two. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were raising hell about it then. Now we are here at least a couple months later when we're talking about it, and they're still having this issue. Why haven't the airlines been able to hire enough crew to absorb that? Or is it just not possible because, you know, a catastrophic situation like a fire in a tower in Chicago will create a cascading effect that is really impossible to plan for? Is that what we're talking about, or what?
Well, there does become a point where it becomes a domino effect, and it just kind of goes, you know, as the dominoes
ripples
are falling, it just ripples through throughout the system. And so, you know, when you have storms like that, now I'm not saying that there's nothing that American Airlines or any other air carrier can do.
Right.
And again, I don't know all of the details of this particular flight, but 9 times out of 10, that's what's happened.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, but as far as, you know, knowing how they can react, you know, it's anybody's guess. So, there's the other side of the story. That, you know, maybe Bill's listening right now and is like, ooh, well, maybe I need to do some no-spin work on this. I don't know. Because I would like to know if you could dig in and actually find out that indeed it was, going back to a problem with that rule. Because as soon as he said the flight crew, I was like, yep, okay, here we go. Here's a perfect example of where that rule has come into play. Because, you know, even though we want our flight crews to be rested and stuff, you know, there's a little common sense element involved here, too. If you get flight delayed because of weather or some particular instance and the flight crew is down for a while, that doesn't mean they can't function, even though they've been, you know, had to work a few extra hours or maybe they didn't be able to go home and get behind a door. Like you said, they are not allowed to even be able to be called on by their employer for, what, 10 hours behind the door or something like that?
It's 8 hours
behind
the doors. Yeah.
Yeah, and that seems kind of little I don't know, stringent to me. Like, okay, come on. Can we have a little wiggle room there? Is it really worth, you know, inconveniencing an entire plane or a route for, you know, 3 hours and letting these people get, you know, stuck? What do you think?
Well, you know, I have to say I agree with the rules because, unfortunately, there are carriers out there who abuse it.
Yeah. And, well, I'm sure.
And they were abusing pilots and abusing the work rules. And you know, that's why we have unions today to try and help curb that. And this is just another way to help curb it.
Okay.
However, they didn't do that with the freight guys like FedEx and UPS.
Yeah, they let them go. There it was more important to get your package. You know, if my book doesn't show up from Amazon, you know, they'll be hell to pay.
That's right.
That's right. All right. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Deep Water Cay in the Bahamas has been a hotspot for world-class anglers and Hollywood stars for over 50 years. They fly into Freeport or take advantage of the 4,000-foot private runway. So in as little as 20 minutes from Florida, you too could be experiencing world-class fishing, diving, paddleboarding, whatever your adventurous heart desires, Deep Water Cay delivers. So treat yourself like the star that you are at Deep Water Cay's private island resort in the Bahamas. Go to deepwaterkay.com. That's deepwaterkay.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on a square. Buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right, straighten up and stay right, straighten up and fly right, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We're your crew today for Just Plane Radio. And you are, you're hanging with the no-fly zone today.
Right.
Caution! You're in the no-fly zone! I'm not taking Bill O'Reilly to task, by the way. I'm a fan. And that could be a bad thing, considering how people seem to look at him sometimes as a polarizing figure. You love to hate him, you love to like him, or something like that,
something
right?
Something like that, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But, he brought up this issue with American Airlines. And I am surprised, Captain Keith, that you kind of took that side that, that rule with the FAA was a good thing. Because you're usually a little bit more on the conservative side, like, oh, we don't need these.
Well,
we don't need all these rules.
These rules were designed for safety.
Yeah.
Because I personally have been in an airplane for, 14, 15 hours.
Yeah, but you never sleep. I've never seen you sleep. You're constant. He's up like at the crack of dawn. He's, you're always on the go.
And, you know, on a well, that may be true, but, you know, when you're in an airplane all day long and you're fighting bad weather, and that's when those long days happen.
Sure.
It's a safety factor.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get out of the airplane, and because your reflexes and your thought processes and everything else slow down. So in that way, it's good. It's bad in the fact that it's going to limit the amount of money that pilots can make because they can't work as many hours.
Right.
So, you know, there's good and bad, you know. Mm-hmm. And these unforeseen things that, you know, how could they ever legislate a fire in the tower at Chicago? You know, that wasn't part of the legislation when they designed this law.
Right.
You know, so there's anytime they legislate things, you can't take everything into consideration.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's tough. I guess, you know, when I saw Bill O'Reilly going after American like that, I'm like, well, Bill, it might not be totally all their fault. I mean, I understand it's easy to point the finger at American's management saying, hey, you guys dropped the ball. You should have hired more crew and da, da, da. And maybe they should have. But
I also think that, because the other part to that story is the audiovisual system was not working on the airplane either.
Yeah, I know. That would suck if you couldn't watch your movie all the way from L.A. To
Honolulu.
And not see, like, the latest Die Hard movie or something.
Exactly. So, you know, I think people could get over the fact that you're late if the equipment is working on the airplane. If you're kind of expecting that and you're kind of paying for that and then you don't get that I have to go back on American and go, that's bad on your part.
Oh, really? Yeah, come on, guys. Yeah, give everybody, you know, a DVD or something, or, you know, a free drink. You know, screw all these peanuts. We don't want peanuts and pretzels. Give us something more substantial if something's not working like that. Yeah,
a Die Hard movie?
That really wouldn't be much better, would it, actually? being that there hadn't been any new ones lately, I guess. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Take it for what it's worth. And we're just trying to keep everybody, you know, especially the mainstream media, on the straight and narrow here in the no-fly zone.
That's right.
Caution. Yeah, or something like that. All right, so we got that. A couple other things in the news, and then we'll get to some viewer mail. By the way, we got to give a shout-out to the AOPA this week. This is their 75-year anniversary.
It is. This week.
Yeah, so congrats to Tom Haines and the gang over there at AOPA. You know, the other thing going on this week, you know, you brought up that tower fire that created a backup in at O'Hara, especially, and Midway. I mean, it shut them down, I don't know, for how long.
Well, it was about 3 hours, but, you know, that backs up traffic all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it happens at a large airport like that, O'Hare, Atlanta, Kennedy, you mm-hmm. know, something like that. Man,
Well, it has the
domino
ripple
effect.
Yeah, domino, ripple, whatever
you want to call it, man. It just messes everything up.
Yeah. And the thing is, the other grounding we had this week that didn't make, you know, the news as big as that was had to do evidently with some next-gen computer glitch. They were doing something out west, and some spy plane or something was going over at like 70,000 feet. And it threw the new next-gen software out of whack. What's it called again? Do you remember what the program is that they're using for the new air traffic control?
It's next-gen.
It is? Okay, yeah. It is. Okay, but evidently it was flying at a real high altitude, and it threw the system out of whack and pulled all its resources. So the software saw this weird plane and thought it was flying some weird thing and took all its resources and just sucked all the power out of it and said, screw all the other planes. We got to find out what this plane's doing. And it froze everything up and grounded a bunch of planes. It's funny that didn't get as much news. It was covered on AOPA Live by Tom Haines and the gang last week. But I haven't seen that in the mainstream media. Maybe that they just missed it, or I don't know. Maybe that was one of those conspiracy theory type things. They want to keep it on the down low while they're working on this governmental program, you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're more worried about what an NBA owner is saying than where your tax dollars are going.
Well, true. That could be. Yeah, exactly. If it doesn't have the, you know, Kardashian in it or some kind of racist type thing, it ain't going to be on the news. You're probably right about that. But whatever. We're here to serve that niche. So, you know, what's that say other than, once again, a governmental program that's over budget, behind, you know, behind
their schedule.
They're behind schedule and it doesn't even work. It sounds like every other governmental program. not really any big surprise. Maybe that's why they didn't cover it. It really isn't news.
Well, no. I mean, the government screwing up again is not news.
Oh, brother. Well, anyway, this is what's supposed to, you know, make air traffic control much more safe for us. I mean, you know, they're also from that Malaysian airline thing. They submitted a bill, I guess, to, I think, I don't know if it's ADS-B, but they're trying to kick up this global positioning thing and pick up the deal where the black boxes are going to work a minimum of 90 days and all this kind of stuff. And they're trying to put this on the fast track. I don't see how that's going to happen. Do you?
Well, stuff like that gets on the fast track. Just for instance, the black box working for 90 days instead of 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, just to prevent something like the Malaysian flight from happening again. But
right.
Other things, no, that's not going to get fast track.
Yeah. Well, that, and then we get the drone issue.
Yes.
And we've had some more. We actually had an incident with a drone that got in the way of a plane and created an incident. So that's starting to get some more news from the mainstream media. And it was funny because we were talking about this a year ago. As a matter of fact, I've never stopped talking about this problem. And sure enough, I see one of the news reporters on the local news in Orlando freaking out, going, "Oh my God! You know, there's drones coming all over the place. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?"
Why does your face light up when you talk about this?
Just trying to stop. You know, caution, you're in the no-fly zone. I can do that on TV.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings. Can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We're your crew. Welcome aboard for our virtual cruise to the latest news and information for aviators and, just enthusiasts of aviation. All right. So, as I said, you know, there were some things that got filed off into our junk folders. We get so many complaints, or at least I do, that, you know, I have things set up in automation on email, and sometimes it actually filters out some good stuff that we could have used on the show. And lo and behold, this week I did some digging and I was doing some cleaning, so to speak. Spring cleaning, I guess. Is it spring? No, it's not, is it? It's kind of late for that, isn't it? Anyway,
it's spring.
It is spring.
Yes.
It still counts?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that then. And anyway, so here's one. And this was back from March. So I'm pretty far behind. Hello. Hey, guys. Sean, I am a documentary filmmaker, and my latest film is called Grounded. You can check it out, groundedthemovie.com. I figured your fans of Just Plane Radio would appreciate this show because it's a story of these two pilots, Jimmy and Terry, who were marijuana smugglers in the 70s and 80s. Now, I'm wondering if he took There's No Better High Than Learning to Fly, our little line we say at the end of the show, a little bit too literally. You think?
Well, he might have. Either that or he thinks we're high.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten those emails. Anyway, Terry taught to fly by his father in the 40s. Lockheed Electra. Is that a type of plane, I assume?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking to fly in the 40s, and then began his smuggling career using Lockheed Lodestars and Learstars. Evidently, these are the planes of choice for drug smugglers back in the 70s and 80s. Does this sound familiar, Keith? You would know this?
Yeah.
Those are the planes?
Those are the airplanes, yeah.
Well, anyway, groundedthemovie.com. I haven't seen it yet. It sounds very interesting, and I'm going to check it out. Maybe you should, too. And that's one viewer mail down. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Hey.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up. You want to hit back? We're going to have to wingsuit in. It's the only way to get close. I can't promise anyone a ride home, but if you're with me, the world needs you now.
And I can fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Keith. We are your crew. Welcome aboard for our virtual cruise to the latest aviation news and information. All right, so Grounded. It's a high-flying documentary for these two pilots who were marijuana drug smugglers back in the 70s and 80s. GroundedTheMovie.com. I'll check it out. Yeah, are you intrigued now?
I am.
The fact that it only took us, what, 2 months to answer them? They won't hate us that much. But you can check it out yourself and see. All right, let's get to another viewer mail. Like I said, I've been cleaning out our junk folder and found actually some complaints. Questions. More comments and questions. Not really compliments. I didn't really find any of those. Hello, Greg. I am Manuel. I'm 26. I'm from Brazil. Now, you know, this sounds like a spam. Yeah, that would, as soon as it starts out like that, you know what I'm thinking. Like, hey, big boy, you know. But no, it gets better. I found you on the Apple iTunes store. I think that's what he's saying. And I love to hear you. Yeah, it's still. You know, you see why this one went to the junk folder, right? I'm a private pilot, and currently I'm getting my commercial and IFR license. Oh, okay. I didn't get that far. Short attention span, folks. Get right to the point if you want to get an email to me. All right. I'm delayed in my career, but I hope be a international pilot. I'm studying English. Oh, really? To ICAO English Assessment. I'm not sure what that is.
ICAO.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. I'm learning so much listening to you. Oh, boy. God help them. Thanks for the show, and say hello from Brazil. For all you guys there, P.S., I have bad English. Miguel, if we are your cultural introduction to the English language and to America in general, man, you're going to need therapy.
Well, if he's listening to you, yes. To me, maybe not so much.
Well, you know, we love all people, though. And Miguel, that's
we do,
nice.
And I wish him the best.
I do. I mean, it sounds like he has a good enough grasp of the, American language, you'll be fine.
And Brazil is a great place to learn how to fly. Aviation is thriving in Brazil right now.
Yes, but you know, when you're wearing those thongs, don't your butt cheeks stick to the pilot seats?
Well, that's only the girls.
Oh.
So then it doesn't matter.
Okay, good point. Gives you another reason to go there, doesn't it? Absolutely. All right, well, Miguel, thanks for listening. We do appreciate the words and the comments. And remember, now you can do this, and as opposed to me trying to reading your emails, you can just do a voicemail right there, Just Plain Radio.
See,
and you
there,
don't have
there's
to have
a problem
me.
Right there.
What do you mean? What?
As opposed to me trying to reading.
Yeah. I'm just trying to connect with our listeners, yes, on the same level.
But you're not even speaking properly.
Well, they're in Brazil. They speak broken English. If I speak broken English, that's only me kind of trying to connect and have be in common.
Yes, you're trying to get connected with our listening audience. Yes, okay.
All right, here's one from Craig. Just recently discovered your show and enjoy it thoroughly. Wow, nice. Catching up on the podcast, just listened to the February 1st show. I'm a little behind. Was intrigued and somewhat confused by the discussion of, two or TO landing distances. I think this was talking about
takeoff landing distances.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. So, and he was confused because which was longer with the wind blowing down the runway, perhaps more context is in order. You know, and he's talking about, I think, lining up when you're setting.
Well, we had a discussion of, and Ed actually asked you a question that said, is the landing distance longer or is the takeoff distance longer?
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I don't remember. This was back in February.
And
Keith,
then,
come on.
And then he asked you, what about if you had a tailwind? And I think that's probably what Craig is referring to, is that conversation.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Tables to calculate based on standard and non-standard conditions. So that's what he's talking about.
Yes.
There, right?
Yes.
Okay. And short, well, soft and short field techniques, it'll cause a variance. Would be interested to hear the quote-unquote one-size-fits-all explanation. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
I think we should
do that one of these days.
Bring
that whole topic up and have a discussion on that.
Well, I mean, just so I'm clear, because now he got me confused. And then when you said that, I'm like, what? We're talking about lining up approaches. I mean, but we're talking about takeoffs as well, though.
Landing distances is what we're talking about.
Okay. Oh, so we're not talking about just picking that spot on the runway and saying that's where I want to go.
No.
So distances and takeoffs. And
yes.
So, okay, help me out then.
Calculating the takeoff distance to calculating the landing distance, and what are the factors that affect that?
Ah, okay. Wind, tailwind, and I don't know, what else? Well, weight and all that stuff. True. There. Well, and that's where the tables would come into play, right? So, so what's the problem? What is the issue?
The issue is he was confused by that discussion. So I think we need to, on another show, we don't want to do it today because we don't have enough time left today.
It's going to take too much time. This is going to be a full show kind of thing.
It is going to take a good amount of time to really have a really good discussion on takeoff and landing distances, because that's an extremely important part, especially for a private pilot to get a real good grasp of that information.
Well, it's not if you have it on your iPad and in your manual. It's right there, isn't it?
Well, there's a big difference between having those numbers and knowing how to get those numbers and putting those numbers into practice.
Well,
that's the part that you don't know how to do yet.
Yeah, obviously. I'm proving a point, am I not? I'm setting an example. I'm illustrating an example.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just playing a role, people. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so we'll say that for another day.
Yes.
But the fact that the one size fits all mentality isn't necessarily true, or it
right.
is. It is not
yeah,
true.
It's not.
Okay. Well, maybe
it's difficult to have a one size fits all because each airplane has different characteristics to it.
Okay. Fair enough. Sounds good. All right. Well, hopefully that we. I don't know if we answered his question, but at least
we didn't tonight. We
pulled his email out of the junk folder, and we'll have his answer a few months later, or whenever we decide to get around to it. But we'll try. We will. We do appreciate the comments. All right, here's one from Carl. Great idea to have this radio show. I'd love to come on and talk about flight hike. Flight hike is okay. I checked this out. And by the way, he says, P.S., why aren't you on Twitter? We are on Twitter now. Mm-hmm. We just upgraded a bunch of stuff, by the way. And yeah, Twitter/JustPlainRadio. You can follow us and that kind of thing. Facebook, the whole thing. There's a lot of stuff going on at the website. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. So we are on Twitter now. But, this flight hike thing, I checked this out. This was actually from quite a while ago. This one got buried in the junk folder. And it evidently hasn't launched yet, from what I could see. But the idea is, or the concept, I believe, if I read it correctly online, was that he was thinking that because, private pilots and general aviation pilots are flying all around the U.S., and a lot of them are four-seater Cessnas or whatever, they'll have a seat or two. Somebody's flying from Chicago to Indiana or whatever, and has a space kind of like that girl that we ran into
right.
a year ago, and she
yeah,
was
sort of fun.
Yeah, and she was planning to fly all across the country, just like hitching a ride,
right,
And I was like, wow, that's a great idea. I was a big fan of her idea and her and what she was doing, and not so much the other way. It didn't turn out that way, but whatever. But this guy was thinking the same way, but I guess turning it into something that, you know, you could go to this website and planes would say, hey, we're going to have an extra seat here, and you could get on and pay for it. But then you don't you get into that issue?
That gets into
for hire,
that gets
right?
In, that gets into, yeah. Yeah, that's real gray area there, so you'd have to be really careful.
Well, maybe it explains why I hadn't launched. Yeah, it was an idea. I'm not so sure this guy was a pilot, but he came up with this idea that, hey, we could do this. And but is that the hang-up?
That does get into some 135 regulations.
Yeah, getting into plane for hire stuff, and you can only, you know, split the cost of gas and stuff, like, which maybe that's what he was thinking. But he made it sound like it was another way.
Your pro rata share.
Okay, well, great idea. We'll see if it takes off, literally. We got more puns coming up here on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Never feel sorry for a man who owns a plane.
So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars?
Hey,
I can really use a wish right now.
Wish right now. Wish right now.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com, the website to go to and sync up with Captain Keith and Captain Ed. They can teach you to fly like they're teaching me. Well, better than when, like, they're teaching me, maybe.
Yes.
More often.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I'm kind of on hiatus. I'm still got my head in the game, but they're so slammed right now. You guys have been really busy.
We have been very
traveling
busy.
Around, doing all kinds of cool stuff, and they don't got time for me. So, you know, they're taking real customers, and that could be you if you want to go to ftpros.com and sign up with them. All right, so look, just one more of your mail, and then I'll leave this off for another few weeks, and, you know, we'll catch up months down the road. Mark emails us, hey, Greg, Keith, and Ed, really enjoy the show. I'd love for you to check out m0a.com. It's a great free resource for pilots. Also have a YouTube channel with a bunch of tips and things that you can check out. But m0, like the number or letter, Or spell out the word. I guess either way you can do it. I would love to hear what you think. Jason lives in Ocala and I'm in Stuart. It'd be great to head up to Orlando and meet the crew. Sounds like a stalker. Could be our first stalker here. Hey,
could be.
We take them.
Come on up.
You haven't made it until you at least have a couple stalkers. But no, Jason, we appreciate it. And once again, you know, we get this new feature. We would like to hear from you guys as well as read from you guys. So, of course, you can email us info@justplainradio.com. But now we get this new voicemail feature at justplainradio.com where you can just click on the tab to send voicemail, and you got 90 seconds to record your question, comment, or complaint. And we may put it on the radio as well and respond to it accordingly.
That's right.
All right. So please take advantage of it. All right. So a couple other things this week. AOPA, I mentioned they're celebrating their 75th year anniversary. The one thing I saw last week on their show on Tom Haines' AOPA live show, I don't know if this is new, but you can use Twitter with some new account or something to get all the TFRs. Did you know this? Do you use Twitter for that?
I do not use Twitter, though.
Yeah, that's right. You don't even use phones.
I'm kind of technologically challenged.
Yes. That's really Ed's territory.
It is.
It? Yeah. But
Ed's the geek that has like 3 cell phones and a pager and all that kind of stuff hanging off his belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to keep up with him, but I can't.
In his pocket.
I can't do it. I have a lot of cool stuff, but I don't have as many as Ed does, I don't think. Do you think?
No. Ed's definitely got you beat.
I'm not nearly as nerdy as Ed, and I can only say that because he's not here today.
That's right.
So,
although I would say it to his face.
Yeah. But evidently, you can get your TFRs from Twitter, which would have came in pretty handy this week, because evidently...
California's best friend.
What?
California's best friend.
California who? What do you mean?
The state of California.
Twitter is California's best friend?
No. If they had this Twitter, then their best friend wouldn't have shut the whole place down.
Ah, yes, Mr. Obama, or President Obama, evidently shut down most of California, or a big portion of it, throughout the week with his visits through the left coast there, and created quite a stir, some problems, I guess. You know, as any presidential visit does, anywhere he goes. We've talked about that here in Florida when he comes to Orlando and Miami quite a bit as well. He always seems to come. Maybe he loves these sunshine states. I don't know. He's coming to Florida. He's going to California. It was actually Southern California now that I think about it as well. So at least he's picking nice sunny places, which is also the places where a lot of general aviation pilots like to fly,
yes,
and can't because when he comes down, it shuts down the airspace. So, you know, when these things pop up, you know, how do you find out about them? Of course, you got to read your notams before you fly and follow your flight plan and do it correctly. But proper pre-flight. But say you're in, doing a cross country or something and you're, working through this long term, and maybe you're on a long flight, and all of a sudden they pop up one of these TFRs, and at your next stop, you know, at least you have your cell phone. Maybe if you had subscribed to AOPA's Twitter thing, you would get that TFR, and then you'd at least get a heads up that
proper
pre-flight
though should
should catch it as well.
Yes,
but if you were, I don't know how far in advance could they? I mean, they could throw one of these presidential TFRs on you with very little notice, right?
No, that's usually 24 hours.
Does it have to be? It
doesn't have to be, but it usually is.
Okay. Well. Okay. Proper pre-flight, or if you're lazy, you can rely on Twitter.
But it is always good to have more than one thing showing you what's happening, especially because a TFR, if you go through a TFR, you're going to get in trouble. There's just no way out of it. You're not going to talk your way out of that ticket.
Mr. President, I voted for you. And then give him the thumbs up and a big smile? No?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
that won't work. What will they do to you?
It depends on which one you're doing. You know, if you violate the Disney TFR, it's not going to be as bad as if you violate a presidential TFR.
Okay, so if you violate a Disney World TFR, which we have, 365 days a year here in Orlando, men in goofy suits show up at your doorstep or are waiting for you at the FBO, Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but if you violate a presidential TFR, men in goofy suits.
You'll be met with some airplanes and some helicopters and, yeah.
Men in black suits. Men in black show up and that kind of thing. Erase your memory.
We had a guy who violated the Kennedy Space Center TFR.
When they were doing a shuttle launch?
Yeah.
And what happened with that? What did they do?
They forced him down at Orlando Executive Airport. They followed him in with a couple of airplanes.
Yeah, like what kind of planes? Like F-somethings?
King Airs.
Oh, okay.
And landed there. He had FBI, local police, FAA, ended up with the ATF there.
Really?
All kinds. They ripped his airplane apart. Yeah, it was...
Big party. Apparently something you want to avoid. Get your TFRs on Twitter or somewhere. That's the moral of the story. And we'll leave it at that for this week. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.